Parshas Vayishlach. I'd like to go through something which I found a couple of days ago, and I believe is an absolutely incredible piece. I think it'll change perspective of the message that Yaakov Avinu had then, and how that applies to today, both historically, both physically, both spiritually. A phenomenal piece that I found in Hashem Mishmul, the Sochachova, and I hope that you'll enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it. And all I can say is, though, that if you want to look up yourself, it's in Hashem Mishmul, Shnas Tof Reish Ayin Vov. It is a piece that is worthwhile spending time on, working it through. There's a few pages, but it is absolutely stunning. Okay? The end of last week's parasha begins at Yaakov Avinu, ends with Yaakov Avinu, saw Malachim. Yaakov Halach Dalkov Yifko Boy Malachi Elikim, you saw Malachim. What's Malachi Elikim? Two groups of Malachim. Malachim shall as Yisrael bore the cross, so the love is the Oretz, says the next Pasuk. Vayom Yaakov Kashiroam Machne Elikim Zev, Vikushim Machim Hu Machanoim. Says Rashi, Machanoim means Shtei Machnois. He saw two Machnois. One Machne of Shalchutz the Oretz Shabor Imoy came to him till there. The Shal Eretz Yisrael, Shabbat, the cross that came towards him. The two groups of Machnos. The Medrash says later on that these two groups of Machnos, of Malachim, was a Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lafon of Esav. He sent those groups of Malachim to Esav. Okay? And Esav, Ochiv, out to say Esav. He sent those groups of Malachim to Esav. Says Rashi, more Malachim. Malachim over here does not mean messengers, it does not mean physical human beings, but it was Malachim, he sent Malachim to Esav. Spiritual Malachim to Esav. And then the parasha talks about what the message was. And he told them to tell Esav, Im Lavan Garti, Echad Ota, Lavan, Vayhi Li, Shoiva Chamoir, had a Shoir, had a Chamoir. Esav must be delighted that he had a Shoiva Chamoir. I mean, what difference does it make? He had Shoiva Chamoir. What's this all about? What's the message over here? And they come back, Vayyushuva Hamalachim, Yaakov Lemoir, we came to your brother, Vagam Hoylech, Bornu Elochicho, El Esav. Bornu, how do you translate Bornu?
We came.
The gam hoylech likroscho. The gam. But Abba Meir's ish imoy. We came. In other words, it's really a term that he's still. There's a process going on over here, and he's still coming towards you. Yaakovino is very afraid. The yitzaloi v'yachetz om to machnois, and then the parasha carries on, and he says, "Gatoyin to kol chasadim kol emes." I am small from all the chassadim of kol ha'emes. I shall see some makri about the adam hazeh. And now I'm two machnois. Slain yom miad ochi miad esav. My brother miad esav. What's his ochi? What's his esav? Va'ata marta. What is it? What's going on here? What's this message? What's he sending with malachim? Why two groups of malachim? What's miad ochi miad esav? What's katoyin to kol ha'emes? What is going on over here? What is poshut pshat? What is? There's something obviously going underneath the surface over here that needs to be discovered. So. As follows. The Megala Mukus says that in the last six parasha we find that Esav married Bosmas Bas Yishmol. He married the daughter of Yishmol. Mochlas Bas Yishmol, the daughter of Yishmol. Why did he do that? In order that it's brought down that he could have the power, they love El Yaakov Mishnei Tzadim, in order to come and attack Yaakov with a double-edged sword. Mitzad Yamin is Yishmol, with Yishmol, the power of Yishmol, which he says is a klipas chamoir. You'll see what this means soon, how practically it actually comes out. Which is the moshel of that is a chamoir, is a donkey, and the sad small, which is Esav, which is a klipas shoyer v'chamoir. So what does this mean, Shor v'chamoy? What is going on over here? Who's this Esav? Who's this Yishmol? Why do you need both? Explains as follows. We all know the famous Medrash. Medrash says, when Klal Yisrael was waiting for the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu went first to the Umay So'ilam, and he offered it to the Umay So'ilam. And the Medrash discusses over there what he offered to each one, and he went to, and Yishmol said, he said to him, about Lo Signoiv? No. No, I want. We live by this, by Geneva. By the way, Geneva over there does not mean Geneva. It means Gozel Nefoshes. It means Gezela. It means stealing human beings. In other words, Yishmol, you went to Yishmol,
And Yishmol was Gezeila. They sing that it means kidnapping, which is actually a form of Gezeila. Right? So Yishmol was challenged with Loi Sigzoil, and he couldn't deal with it. Esav, it says that Esav was the element of Sheker. Esav, as we know, he comes to his father and he pretends to be this big tzaddik. He's element of Sheker. So we have over here, we have Esav and Yishmol. One is Gezeila. Gezeila is brazenness. It is in your face, unapologetic. He does what he wants to do with very, very little glamour or very little philosophy. He goes along and he does what he wants. He is a gazan. He's in your face. However, a ganav is somebody who's very conspiring. He goes behind the scenes. He doesn't say who he is. Esav is the shatran. Esav is a classic ganav. He doesn't show his true colors. He pretends everything is fine, and it isn't. So Yishmol is a chamoyer, and Esav is the shoyer. Now, what's a shoyer and a chamoyer? What's the behind this? And let's just bring this down to today's terms. Okay, Klal Yisrael have always been challenged by Esav and Yishmol. And things haven't changed. And you'd imagine in today's world that has advanced so much in technology, so advanced in medicine, in science, that in some way or another, the world would become a more civilized place, the world would become a more developed place, the world would become a better place. But then again, in the last 100 years, we've seen the rise of Esav, and we've seen the rise of Yishmol. We've seen the rise of Esav during the time of the Holocaust, where you had a sophisticated, cultured, as it were, yes, sophisticated, cultured nation that through a philosophy which was based on Darwinism, which is not going into how that works, that survival of the fittest, carefully planned an annihilation of at least 6 million Jews, with gas chambers, with a sophisticated transport system, with all the names carefully reckoned on the arms, with the tattoos. All this thing was a careful sophistication of a philosophy that turned into a Holocaust that people have suffered and Klal Yisrael continue to suffer from. That is the pinnacle of Esav. The Gemara brings down that when Ashkenaz gets together with Yishmol, it's a disaster. Ashkenaz, ze germania shel Edoim, the Gemara says in Megillah. It says Rashi, germania is germania. Germany. Germany was a pinnacle of what we've called of Esav. It's a conniving, it is the pretending everything is okay, they've got the spotless suits, and they've got their boots, and they can go along, and they can make out a philosophy to annihilate Jews, and the world did nothing about it. The world could have stopped it and did nothing about it because they bought in to a certain extent into this lie. On the other hand, we have Yishmol. Yishmol is the chamoyer bar. He is a wild ass. He doesn't make sophistication. He doesn't bother to make a philosophy. He goes along and chops off people's heads. He pillages, he rapes, he murders. He murders his own people, he murders other people, he person doesn't believe. Yesterday, what's going on in Syria, right? They took civilians and murdered 60 people in cold blood, yeah, with hatchets. And you can't, these people are incredibly barbaric. Incredibly barbaric. So we have Yishmol, which is a chamoyer. A chamoyer has an advantage and disadvantage. A chamoyer, the advantage of a chamoyer is that when you subjugate it, when you control it, it's a very hard working animal. Listen, think about it. A chamoyer is a very hard working animal. If you get it in the right thing, he's excellent. But if you don't a chamoyer will turn round. And a chamoyer does not know who is bailing me, the Pasuk says in Novi. Chamoyer yodah kaneyu, and a chamoyer doesn't. They can stab you in the back. They can work with you for 30 years and then stab the guy in the back who's been looking after the family. That is a chamoyer. On the other hand, a shoyer is an animal that has seichel. It's a very clever animal. It's a very wise animal. It's something that works with seichel. It's far more, as it were, calculated. But if it's not controlled, then it turns into a wild shoyer. It's very it's much more dangerous than a chamor can be. Right? A shoyer is much more dangerous than a chamor can be. Says Hashem Mishmol, Esav and Ishmol were the shoyer and the chamor. It was the intellect, the wise, conniving ganav. Wise, conniving ganav of the shoyer, which is the ganav shoyer, and then you have Yishmol, which is a chamoyer, which is the barbaric, wild, nasty, terribly unsophisticated chamoyer of Yishmol. Esav comes along and he takes both. Now, how does this translate itself? There's ganav and there's gazlan. Ganav and gazlan, explains Hashem Yishmol, is a seichel and the seichel and the nefesh. The seichel is the idea of taking a philosophy and explaining to you why what you're doing is correct, justifying the world, living in a world of incredible decadence, of a hedonistic element, of telling you it's absolutely fine, what you're doing is fine, it's a philosophy, and each person, that is Rome, that is Esav, that is living in a world of Geneva. Geneva is taking a seichel, like the shoyer, taking a seichel and twisting the logic, making it, not that it's wrong, it's absolutely right. They have rights, and you're out the closet, and all this stuff. This is a philosophy. Anyone doesn't believe in it, you're the one that's wrong. Yeah, you're the person who is not accepting enough. That is idea of Esav. That is the ganav. And that is in the seichel. On the other hand, you have Yishmol, who is not into all this stuff. He's not into all of this. Yeah? He's into a gazlan. What's a gazlan do? It takes something that is clearly somebody else's and takes it as his. He's working with a nefesh. Nefesh is in the neshama to Rebbein Shalim, must be connected to Rebbein Shalim. He takes the nefesh of the tshuka, the rotzen to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, takes it down to earth and uses it for his own taiva. That is the chamoyer, of taking the taiva, the raw taiva, and making it his. Esav comes along and he takes his two koichas and wants to fight Yaakov Avinu. He wants to fight Yaakov Avinu with the shoyer and the chamoyer, with the ganav and with the gazlan, with the seichel and with the nefesh, with the conniving and with the straight. That's what he comes to Yaakov. By the way, he explains, Yaakov and Yisrael are exactly those two things. What is Yaakov? Yaakov is from Akev. What is Akev? Akev is from the lowest part. It is the idea of controlling your taiva. Controlling taiva, controlling the gazlan part of you. That is the controlling the taiva part of you, which is the chamoyer, taking the taiva, not being the gazlan. And Yisrael is Yoshor Kael, is Yashrus. What's Yashrus? Seichel. So Yaakov and Yisrael are out there to fight Esav, who came with Esav and Yishmol to come along and fight him. So this is a world war in Shemayim and Oretz of Esav and Yishmol, of Western civilization. An Western civilization, as it were, call it that, an Arab barbaric behavior coming along with Olim and Elyonus and Olim Tachlonus to fight the Klal Yisrael on its side. How do we fight this? Yaakov Avinu comes along and he says to the Malachim, by the way, go and send back Vayihi Li Shoyva Chamoyer. Pasuk says, Vayihi Li Shoyva Chamoyer. You come along fighting with Shoyva Chamoyer. I have Shoyva Chamoyer on my side. Who's Shoyva Chamoyer? I have, said the Medrash, the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach. And the Melech Moshuach Mulchoma. Who's Shoyva Chamoyer? One is referring to the Melech, the Mashiach Ben Yosef. Yosef is a Loshon of, he was a Rosh, he was a leader, he was a Seichel. He planned a survival tactic to keep not only Klal Yisrael alive but the whole world alive at the time. He is a melech, which is Yosef. Yosef is Vahi Shoyer. Yeah, Shoyer is Yosef. Chamoyer, what's Chamoyer represent? Vahu Reichev ala Chamoyer. That's referring to Mashiach ben David. David HaMelech was Nichna. He was like an Oni ala Chamoyer. He's an Oni who rides over the Chamoyer. He rides on the Chumris. He controls Chumris. He controls the Chamoyer. And therefore, the message to Esav was, don't come along with your Yishmol and Esav. No! You should just know that I have, in front of me, in the future, I have completely controlled the shoyer, have completely controlled the seichel, and have completely controlled the chamor, the taiva. We have Melech Mashiach, and we have Melech Mashiach ben Yosef. We know what we're doing. But the Malachim went and tried, and that was the message. Go along and try and convince Esau. Try and be mashpia upon him. Try and show him what I have. Try and make him a better person. Comes back the Malachim. Vishuv Malachim Yaakov Leimoy. Bo nu elachich al Esau. We tried to come, but he wasn't interested in listening to us. He wasn't interested in listening to us. He was not mushba from that. So Yaakov Vina made the so he explains the Yira Yaakov Ma'oid the Yetzaloi. One is referring to Esau and Shmuel. I'm not going to that now. It's a little bit more complicated. But he says, "Bekitzer, Yaakov Avinu says, Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esau. What's miyad ochi miyad Esau? Carefully over here. Miyad ochi is a civilization that tries to bring you in, tries to make you part of them, tries to be mashbir on you, tries to convert you according to their seichel." Working with Ochi, you're my brother, come in, I look after you. That is the Ganav. Yes, that is the Shoyer. Miyad Ochi. Miyad Esav is this violence, this grobkite, this disturbing figure of Esav. Baruch Hu. My Malachim never worked, so therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu saved me, Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav, from the hand of the brother of using the Ganav, and that Esav, the Gazlan, to save me from both of those two elements over here. And this carries on, and this conversation goes on, and it's phenomenal, phenomenal how it carries on. Those two groups of Malachim, the beginning of the parasha, Machanaim, who are the two groups of Malachim? The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, and Malachim of Chutz Oretz. That according to other Mepharshim, is Malachim of Shabbos, and the Malachim of the week. Shabbos, or the Malachim of Shabbos, is clarity. You've got no noise around you, you're able to focus with your seichel. Focus on fighting the Esav. Able to focus on the fighting of the culture war that's around you. Separate yourself from that. That is the Malachim of Shabbos. On the other hand, Malachim and the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Of being away from the Goyim, away from the influence, living yourself. On the other hand, you have Malachim of Choyl, or you have the Malachim of Chutz Oretz. That you're in everything else. You're in the schmutz. You're in what's happening there. And you have a tremendous drive to break away from them. And you have that libay choshka. You have this will. This rots and dust to break away. To come back to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That is the malachim of trying to break away from your taiva and connect to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Yaakovina said, and this carries on. Kutoyinti mekola chasodim mekola emes. What's kola chasodim mekola emes? Chesed. What's chesed? He said, "Avoyin Shoyin, you give me so much chesed." If a person realizes how much chesed the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them, all they want to do is reciprocate that chesed. They don't want to do any aveiros. They overcome their taivas. I don't want this. I want that. I don't want to do something against Avoyin Shoyin. Avoyin Shoyin has been so kind to me. Ketoyin to Nikola Chasodim. This is a chesed is parallel to the element of shoyer of chamoyer of taiva. Of taiva. I don't want to be misaveh. You give me so much of blinish, I want to give back to you. Right? And that's going to be called a chasodim. I want to give back to you. We call a chasodim or we call a emes. Emes is, Rebbeinu, you give me the koyach of emes of seichel to be able to fight not only the taiva, which is chamoyer, but the seichel, which is the shoyer. And the parasha goes all the way through, posuk by posuk by posuk. What did Yaakovina leave us with? And what do you have in the Torah? We have two simonim, two oisois. We have the ois of bris milah, and we have the ois of tefillin. One is the ois on taiva, to overcome the taiva, which is clearly the bris, and also the ois of tefillin, which is on our seichel, to overcome the seichel. So therefore we are bombarded over here, then, and today, by physical and spiritual, Esav and Yishmael, whether it is a sophisticated system of perverting our sense of judgment, and making us believe in the philosophies of Esav through a way of a Ganav, or coming head to head with us, with Ishmael, with the jihad, fighting with unsophistication, going too long to mow us down, make us believe like them. That is the Gazlan. And Yaakovina fought with them then. We fight with them today, both physically and spiritually, to know to fight against the taiva, to fight against the warped seichel, to work with our could turn to the lechsonim kol ha'emes and see the emes, and to have the chesed for Rabbeinu Shleilam to work with our tefillin, to work with our with the bris, and to get clear what is fighting against us, how we're able to fight back. This is this parasha, and as Hashem, I really do suggest that you have a look inside. Shnas Tofresh Ayin Vav and Hashem Yishmol. It is a beautiful piece, and ten lechokhon ve'yechkam oyv.